Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are watching us. My name is Tay. I'm the co-founder of Loose.com and the co-host of today's session, Crypto Talks, that we do every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. CET. I'm here in the Netherlands, in The Hague. Today, we are episode 166, and we have a special guest with us. I want to welcome today Rainlands from one of the rising launch pads in the world called Gempad. So happy to have you here with us, Rainlands, today. We decided to bring you here with us simply because of what happened last weekend with the Silicon Valley Bank and the whole commotion on what's the future of the technology in Silicon Valley, what's the future of tech companies, what's the future of funding. And personally, I'm a big believer in the role that tokens, blockchains, and launchpads will play in the future of fundraising. In fact, Floos is doing a fundraising program through tokens and through launchpads. One of them is Gempad. So it was a nice opportunity to have Rainlands with us. He's responsible for the AMAs at Gempad. We will talk a little bit on what is Gempad, why is it important, what's the future of fundraising and tokenization. And of course, he will give us some advice on or for the projects that are going through launchpads. So if we have Rainlands, we can bring him on live, Rudy, please. The session will be in English today so that we can as well test and accommodate for our English speakers that usually join from LinkedIn as well.
Perfect. Dave, thank you very much. Hopefully I'm audible. It is an absolute pleasure to be here. And of course, thank you for the lovely introduction as well. So yeah, how I would like to start this off, I would assume that the best bet is, of course, to just, you know, brush upon a little bit of information about myself as well as the team behind Gempad, and then give you guys, you know, a little bit of, let's say just the important things, because if I am to talk about all of our utilities, we can go for 4 hours, right? So just to keep it short and sweet, of course, and answer any questions if there might be any as well. So yeah, if that sounds good to you, we can for sure start it off like that.
Let's kick it off.
Floor is yours. Perfect. Thank you, Tay. Thank you very much. All right. So once again, hello, everyone. And I am Rainlands, one of the core team members from Gempad. Now, people do tend to know me as, you know, the AMA host, because the majority of my work is just focused on me, you know, talking and engaging with the community, with project owners, if I do host them somewhere. So I am all about the good vibes, right? To provide entertainment, to provide as much education and information as possible, because I do believe that this is something that should be, a priority at the end of the day, to educate everyone in the space. Because if I am to put myself into the shoes of a person that is just starting out, I remember I found it quite a hassle to get information in one place. You know, I just didn't know which projects were credible, where to invest my funds into, to potentially not lose them, right? So I do believe that everyone in the space, of course, it's nice, you know, to educate yourself. But if you are just starting out, of course, you need a source of news, of information, to just be informed. And I do believe that just, you know, like live streams and AMAs, it is the best way to inform the community and every individual that is taking part in this space. Because again, this is how we help one another, and this is how we provide a safer experience and actually progress somewhere in the space and not be, you know, stuck at this time point forever. It is, you know, pointless in my opinion. But yeah, all right, if we do carry on with the rest of the team, enough about talking about myself, of course. But yeah, I'm essentially part of the marketing team. So, you know, I do some announcements as well with the AMAs and engagement and whatnot. And the rest of the marketing team is composed of Ron and Pip. And then if we move on to the listing team, so that would be, you know, I like to call our listing team the bread and butter, because they are, you know, in talks with project owners all the time to help them, you know, secure the listing, to arrange how to set up the tokenomics, to see which date for the sale would be most beneficial, just so you can get, you know, the hype out, just so we can advise them to actually fill the sale and that everything goes according to plan and, of course, as smooth as possible, right? So the listing team would be composed of Morty, Tawi, Niall, and Bina. And then if we do take a look at the other departments as well, we have our lead developer. So, you know, the baby, Jampet, obviously someone had to develop it, right? So that would be Red Room, a lead developer. He is absolutely amazing at what he does. So, you know, just go over to Jampet and you see his work, absolutely amazing, all as smooth as possible. And then, of course, we also have our very own in-house designer, and that would be Minx, right? So this is kind of a brief overview of the core team of Jampet and how we kind of divided the roles. But before I do get into everything, what we're all about and the utilities, it is at this time frame, we had our anniversary just recently, a few weeks ago, of 1 year, of course, when the launchpad was live. It is so interesting to see how much we progressed, because we have been working hard every single day ever since. Well, not ever since it was live, of course, even prior to it being live, because, you know, of course, you need to get the name out and, you know, find members for the community, of course, hype it up to actually get the name of the product out there, right? We were sure that the product was, you know, great. Of course, we are constantly improving it and trying to adapt to the market, right? So to kind of go with the hype and whatnot. So we are, of course, constantly improving it. But at the start, you know, it was a great idea, we were sure. But it is interesting to see where our roles are at currently, because at the start, we were all just, you know, the majority of us were focused on just kind of getting the name out and getting potential listings to kind of kick it off, right? So it is so nice to see that we managed to cover so much ground today with a small team that we have, because we are essentially doing, all of us that is responsible for each sector of Jampet, we are doing something that is really, you know, our ground, right? Something that we love to do. And if someone were to ask me, I was always a talkative person, right? I was always the one that likes to make people smile, you know, to keep the good vibes. And of course, as you probably noticed, just doesn't stop talking, right? But I never did imagine that. Go ahead.
So let me interrupt you here. Jampet, for most of our viewers here on Crypto Talks, they come from Middle East, North Africa. We have some as well listeners from Europe, from the US, Australia even. What is Jampet? Like, how can we explain to the newbies, to the new people in crypto, what is Jampet?
All right, perfect. That is a great way to start it off, let's say. So thank you very much, Dave. So Jampet, to try to explain this as, you know, as straightforward as possible. So Jampet is a launch pad that essentially helps project owners to launch their projects and, of course, tokens, right? So this is, you can treat this as a platform that will help you to get the name out, to get your product out, to get, you know, the token out. So, of course, everything regarding the utilities and tokens, this is tied to our launchpad. Now, of course, we offer a lot of services throughout that. So this would be just the start, you know, so people kind of get the idea behind it. Now, of course, I do believe that all of the launchpads should be, you know, offering a wide selection of services to even help them, you know, throughout that, because it's not just like we did manage to touch upon. Yeah, it's a launchpad to help, you know, launch your project and tokens. Yeah, that is correct. But it's not just that, right? So it's not just so the people, let's say, are going to say, all right, we would like to launch our token with a launchpad, as opposed to just saying, all right, we're going to do a your average fair launch before as it was a thing on launchpads, where they just, you know, kind of deploy their contract and, of course, just, you know, provide a contract address in, let's say, Telegram main chat. You know, that was usually the way to go, and just say, yeah, all right, people, here you go. You know, it's live. You can start trading. This is something that was very, very, it was unfamiliar, you know, for most of the people, because it for sure should not be the way to go, because you just don't know which project you can, you know, count on, if it's truly credible. And this is where I believe, to just kind of start it off, that launchpads are for sure the future of, you know, just kind of raising funds in the crypto space to helping launch their tokens, because project owners can, you know, they can get the best deal for their funds and, of course, to take it to the next step, as opposed to just, you know, them throwing money around into something that will provide no value. Of course, go ahead.
But why don't I go to a crowdfunding platform like Kickstarter or something in that caliber to launch my project or my token? Why do I need a launchpad for that?
All right. So if we are to take a look at, of course, the, well, let's say your standalone crowdfunding platforms that are, of course, known in the, let's say, in real life, as opposed to the crypto space, right? So this is something, this is, of course, just my opinion as opposed to, you know, being something, because I do like to treat this as a debate. So my opinion on this is, of course, because crowdfunding platforms, so if we are to take a look at Kickstarter, right, they mainly operate in the sense of, well, let's say, user funding with fiat, right? So it is something that is not, you know, it's a, it was a great idea, but it was something that could be taken to a even, let's say, level beyond that, right? If you integrate it on the blockchain. So it is why launchpads are, in my opinion, you know, a better way to go, is because you practically have no limits. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, in this space, you have to be, you know, safe. Of course, there is... there are very malicious actors in the space, and of course, you still need to do, you know, some research. But as a, you know, launchpad owner, of course, you need to keep the community as safe as possible. But if we are to roll back to the, you know, crowdfunding platforms as opposed to launchpad, it just offers a greater variety of things to do, right? Because you can, you are not just tied to, let's say, raising fiat. You can actually do whichever token you would like. So, of the instance of our launchpad, you are not really tied, you know, on which, let's say, cryptocurrency you can raise on. So it's just something that offers a, you know, greater variety, and at the end of the day, it's something that a lot of people could get into, because it's something that is a little bit familiar, and once you get into the crypto space, it just bridges, you know, perfectly into Web3, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I think the point of being borderless and being to able raise funds from anywhere in the globe at any spot, this is something powerful, and perhaps it resonates for our listeners in Lebanon who have a challenge today when it comes to raising money in general for their startups, for their projects. And I believe with the current financial challenges that they have, there is a big, wide open space in launchpads. But this big white space will attract bad actors, as you said.
Yeah,
so 100%. How do you deal with that? How do you cope with bad actors? How do you filter them? Is there like sort of system that you use? Tell us a little bit more, because we do cover fraud cases a lot in Crypto Talks.
Yeah,
and
for
I'm
sure.
interested to hear for like sure. how do you guys deal with fraud in launchpads?
100%. So now, I, as I did manage to touch upon something, so the, to keep the community safe at the end of the day is our number one priority. Of course, you know, helping project owners is, of course, up high up there as well. But, you know, the community is, of course, the key factor here to just be safe. Because, again, just like I managed to touch upon, I like to put my myself into the shoes of others. And obviously, I would not be just comfortable in throwing funds into something that could potentially, you know, lead to nowhere, right? So how we approach these things, we have quite a few parameters. Now, I will try to explain this as simple as possible, because we do try to take a look at many things just to provide the, well, the best experience as, again, as possible. Now, not to say that everything is 100%, you know, guaranteed, because we are in this space that we are, you know, but we are doing our best to just minimize the risks. This is something that, of course, we are constantly trying to improve. But so far, I'm going to get into the KYC perspective of things, because it's something that we're very proud of, because we kind of rearranged it. But I'm going to, you know, be going through it step by step. Now, the first thing that is, well, let's say, notable are, of course, the tiers that we offer. So for those of you who are not aware of Jampad, we offer a variety of tiers, which, of course, are in correlation to what the project owner is from a standpoint of meeting the requirements for them to get listed, right? So we have common, gold, platinum, and diamond tier that you can list. Of course, we also have the alpha standalone, but I'm going to get into that later on, because we're going to firstly cover just the, you know, keeping everyone safe and how to, let's say, handle malicious cases, right? So for the common tier, now for common tier, this is a little bit, you know, a different case that all of the participants should be aware that it is, you know, as degen as it gets, because for common tier, it is, you know, strictly stated that there is no option of even doing a KYC nor an audit. So again, as degen as it gets, if you want to throw, you know, a little bit of, well, money that's, you know, just laying around for you, feel free to do so, right? We, of course, all of the projects that come to us, we of course still try to vet them as much as possible. But for common ones, it's just, you know, you have a whole disclaimer and whatnot because they do tend to be degen, right? Now, if we do move on to the gold tier. Now, for gold tier, if you want to list with that as a little bit of a higher one than common tier. And of course, you have the option of getting a KYC or an audit badge. Now, for this tier, the KYC badge can be done through a third party, right? So you can, of course, see that if it's KYC or KYC plus badge. And why I'm saying this is because project, investors, not project owners, investors can quickly see through the tiers on which project is worthy on if investing in, just to be safe at the end of the day, right? So gold tier, you know, is a little bit of a let's say higher up regarding the security. Now, if we move on to the platinum tier, now for platinum tiers, you are absolutely, it's mandatory for you to do the KYC plus process. So that would be the KYC plus best as opposed to being just KYC that you get from third parties, right? So what I wanted to touch upon is, now I know that in the space from, I'm going to say it like this, from other launch pads, I know that the KYC badge perhaps got a little bit of a sour taste in everyone's mouth because it was not done correctly, right? It was just a KYC process where you essentially had to do a video, which could be, you know, just pre-recorded. It could be a paid actor, let's say, right? So anything malicious that they just accepted and didn't do, you know, any research, if this is credible and whatnot. And why I wanted to touch upon this is because for platinum tier and higher, the project owners are required to do the KYC process with our partners over at Assured DeFi. And Assured DeFi, they are very, very credible ever since they took over, because we did have our, well, in-house KYC process before. It was secure, but it's still, you know, better to hand it out to partners that are, you know, constantly dealing with this, you know, just to keep the community even safer. And it is to my pleasure to inform you all that for projects that launched on Jampad, ever since we got the KYC plus process from Assured DeFi, there has been no scams. For all of them that did KYC plus, again, and it's very detailed, it is, you know, it is harder to pass than others. And it's not just, you know, you're going to pay this and that amount of money and you're going to do it. No, it's detailed, you know, as all things should be. So yeah, 100% success rate if the project owners did the KYC plus with Assured DeFi. So this is, you know, one of the things that I wanted to touch upon, that we try to keep them safe. But again, in the case that anything were to go wrong, right, we still need to touch upon this, because I'm not the type of person that just says, you know, yeah, everyone is now secure. No, you still have risk factors, right? And everyone should be educated upon that. Now, in the case of something, you know, fraudulent happening, we have a procedure for that. So we have actually, with the start of our launchpad, we actually made a kind of dedicated group for scams, right? So it is called Jampad's Court of Justice. So the Court of Justice group is just focused on, on scams or on something that the community can brush upon, that they see, I don't know, that there is something wrong with the project, right? That they themselves see something that perhaps someone missed. It is also used for projects that, let's say, we see something that, a project lists on Jampad and we see that something is wrong, right? Something is, I don't know, missed in the contract, or something is wrong with the socials and whatnot. And we just see it as it being a risk factor. And we actually have a 24-hour buffer. So as, let's say, if a project finalizes and we see some shady activity going on, we can just cancel the sale, right? So we can just take it down. And if we are to cancel the sale, we provide a detailed update on this Court of Justice that we have, right? Just so the community is aware of the whole process, right? Because let's say if you have any uninformed community members that just wanted to make a quick buck or something, right? They perhaps might be, you know, confused or angry, right? I invested into this. Why did you take it down? And this is exactly why it's used as well. Just so we can, you know, keep them updated so they see, right? It's not, you know, we know that you guys invested. They get a full refund, right? If we take it down, it's not just that the money is stuck somewhere. They get a full refund. They can claim the funds that they put into the project, and they also get a pinned message, you know, let's say we have noticed that this and that happened, you know, something shady is going on here, and it is to the best for your safety that we just take it down, right? So this is also something that we like to do, to just inform them and educate them so nothing goes wrong at the end of the day, right? So minimize risk. So,
yeah, I think it's a good advice for new projects that are considering to launch, whether on Gempad or any other launchpad, to really consider doing like proper KYC, working together with the community to verify and validate their presence, their project's presence, and as well other projects. So KYC community is very important in the success of projects for now and for the future. What other piece of advice that we can give to projects that are going on launchpads?
All right. So this is how I want to take this is, of course, I will treat this as if a project owner is looking for, well, all of the launch pads, right? So I'm not just going to do this, you know, a shill for Gempad. No, just, you know, kind of an advice what to do if you are just starting out. Let's say you are a developer and you want the best for your project. Then you, of course, take a look at the options that are currently, let's say, available on the market. Right. So what I want to say, just because if something is, you know, it seems like a good idea, you should still do your research, right? Just because if something looks good on paper, this is exactly for, let's say, the marketing budget. Firstly, I'm going to touch upon that because we are all aware that in this space, unfortunately enough, a lot of call channels or Twitter influencers, whatever, wherever they are unfortunately botted. So this is the first thing. This is not even a launchpad thing, but this is just me kind of giving you guys an example that you need to treat your funds, you know, careful. You just need to be careful at the end of the day. You just don't need to be throwing it all around because you would be very disappointed that you get nothing at the end of the day. So you need to do your vetting processes as well. But if we do move on to the actual, you know, integration to the launchpad of how you should be careful, of course, I would advise you guys to just take a look at the success rate, right? So this is okay. Here I can chill a little bit because it is definitely something to be proud of. So our success rate for projects that were launched with us, 82% of them were filled. 82% could finalize, 82% were then live. 82% of the sales, you know? So this is something that you should definitely see just because, I don't know, if you see a launchpad and think, all right, I see some sales listed, let's just list here, you know, the price is this and that, let's just go. No, you should definitely take a look at how it is performing, right? You should take a look at statistics. And if you want our statistics, we are never shy to just share them, right? It is on the launchpad, and we can also provide, you know, the number of visitors and not. We are not, you know, we are not shy. We want to be as transparent as possible with this kind of things, and we want to provide the best experience for project owners, again, as well as investors, right? So you definitely should, firstly, you should take a look at that. Now, another fine factor, for my opinion, is, of course, you know, just the community. Because you need to have a somewhat strong community and people that are supporting the project and actually have some supporters that are willing, you know, to hold something just because it is, you know, for the best of your project. Unfortunately, you know, it all depends on the current market that it's at. Thankfully, after the weekend was over, it started to pick up, right? So, you know, we're probably all thrilled about that for sure. But, you know, it all depends on the market situations because people tend to get scared, right? So you should, again, be very careful with your funds. And you should definitely, before you even decide upon listing a project, you should talk with the team. You should talk with the owners. Yeah. You should talk with the listing support, with the marketing team. Everything they have to offer, you should 100% go through the team. That is probably the best advice that I can give to you guys because we have a bunch of groups. We make new groups. We probably make like 10 groups minimal per day, right? Just so we can, it does not mean that if we have, you know, 10 groups that it is going to be, you know, listings going to be tomorrow or today. No, we just like to provide
talking.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to educate everyone because we are not, we are people that like to give, you know, concrete examples as to why it is a good idea to launch with us because we want the best for you. We like to give, you know, backed up cases, why, what projects usually performed, let's say the biggest amount that we managed to raise on the, you know, on the sales. You should definitely, again, if you are looking at our launch pads, again, you are free to do whatever you want. You know, I can't just stop. And it's, you know, healthy competition at the end of the day, you know. But you should definitely talk to the project owners, to the owners of the launchpad, and to, let's say, to the team that is responsible for each aspect because they know what's better for you, you know.
Absolutely.
You can coordinate on, let's say, some announcements, anything that you can get, well, potentially with the package that the launchpad offers. And, of course, just, you know, it is so nice to see, because our listing team, they are so helpful. They are constantly active and in talks with them. And they even, it is not something that you have to ask. You don't need to even ask, what would you say for the tokenomics?
Just communicate.
Exactly.
Just communicate.
We just offer, you know, the advice. You don't need to even ask. We're going to just say, if you, I don't know, list the sale and say, I don't know, our hard cap is 500 BNB and this would be the starting market cap.
Perfect.
They just go, you know, we would advise you do this. You know, it's you don't even have to ask. We just want to provide as much support and assistance as possible. So yeah, just go for the team. That's the best advice I could possibly give to you guys.
Rheinlands, we have less than 1 minute left. I have two questions for you. One word is the answer. Summertime is coming.
Okay.
What do you think? In one word, bull or bear? What's the market going to be?
Oh, don't quote me on this, but I am feeling particularly bullish. So I would say bullish. I am very much, you know, kind of looking forward to where things pick up in 2023. But like, I'm going to say it like this. In January, at the end of the year, we were doing kind of great. But ever since January, we started picking up. And it didn't even matter if there were days, you know, where the market kind of crashed or dipped a little bit. We are just, you know, constantly evolving and improving. So I am feeling bullish. I think summer is going to be a roller coaster.
My final question for you.
For sure.
Pizza or hamburgers?
Pizza, 100%. Pizza. Our community knows by now that I could eat pizza each day. I am a huge pizza fan. I love pizza.
Hopefully, I'll catch you in person on a pizza.
For sure. That sounds like a plan.
We continue this conversation together. Rheinlands, thank you so much for coming. Our community as well is thankful for you being here, for introducing Gempad and sharing with us some valuable lessons on launch pads, how to launch, and most importantly, how to communicate with the owners of the launch pads, the teams, the investors, because this is what the space is about. It's about communities, open communication, and hopefully we'll catch you another time on Crypto Talks. Thank you so much, Rheinlands.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I hope you have an awesome rest of the day as well. It has been a pleasure. And if you're ever, you know, in search of a particular guy to host, I am always down. So maybe we catch each other in the next episode, right?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a lovely
day. No problem. Thank you as well. Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Cheers.